going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Working the baseline, throws the pass away, knocked away by DiVincenzo. Saved as he's going out of bounds to McDaniels. McDaniels to Edwards, back to McDaniels. Baseline, working on Draymond. Shoots a tough fadeaway, jump shot, no good. And Kuminga high in the air, pulls down a rebound. He didn't get a rebound in game four, but he healed to Draymond. Draymond to Kuminga, beautiful pass, and a two-hand slam as Kuminga kept running.
Well, got the rebound and ran the court and finished.
Warriors down by five. Butler turns and faces. Conley goes right by him, throws to Santos. Right corner, step back three, short rebound. Looney on the deflection. Kuminga down the lane with a right-hand slam. Oh, my goodness. Jonathan Kuminga elevated on the cut. Has cut the lead back down to three.
Filthy.
Little elevation sensation for J.K.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy teased us.
He did. I didn't think he was going to do it.
Teased us. Nice. He said he elevated.
Yep.
And then like 15 seconds later gave us the elevation sensation.
Fantastic. Kuminga for the rebound.
That was not like quite a poster on Gobert, but Gobert was in the picture.
Yep. Exactly.
And then the first highlight that Lucas played was a Kuminga defensive rebound leading to a Kuminga dunk in transition.
Awesome.
And that was the exact rebound that I was thinking of when we talked about it during the crossover.
That's
because
they
tend to stand out, Kuminga rebounds.
And that was the call I was listening to in the car when I was trying to make my way home, and that's the one that that he played. And yeah, Kuminga was, he was fantastic last night, just attacking and, you know, not hesitant. Like Mark Willard was saying before, the one thing he wanted to see him is be decisive.
Yep.
And he was certainly decisive last night.
Definitely was. 888-957-9570. Let's see. T in Oakland wants to talk about Jonathan Kuminga. This might be the best time to do it. T, what's up? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Brandy and Dibs today. How you doing, T?
Man, I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. I mean, Warrior season ended, but we're feeling good.
Yeah, I feel the same way, man. You know, I'm a big Warrior fan, but my disappointment is not necessarily the season is over. I guess I'm feeling a little bit, I don't know what the word would be, but my comparison is like this, right? Playing with Curry on the floor is like a pair of black jeans. You can hide some of the defects and imperfections, and then playing without him is like a pair of white pants. You can see all the imperfections. I just think moving forward, I don't know what you guys think, but maybe we can look at a Clint Capella, Brook Lopez, as far as the height goes, and then we definitely need some shooters.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Jimmy is good at what he does, but he didn't have anybody out there that he can consistently throw the ball to and it go in. You know, I think Buddy Hill had a good season, but I saw some inconsistency. You know, he's not a dribble around shoot guy. He's a guy that, you know, he can get to his spot and then put it up. So Minnesota knew that, and that's why they put the defense on him the way they did. For the most part, I want to keep J.K. I want to keep J.K. The potential that J.K. has, and he's already in the system, that's something that we wouldn't have to necessarily work on. You know, I think we've done a good job by putting him out there, and we know what he can do. I just think in the offseason, we maybe want to show him a little bit more of what's needed, and then he can go out there and get it.
Yeah, T, I mean, I think as far as Kuminga goes, it does become more difficult to just say, let's give up on his talent or his potential after what he just did over the last four games, because there's no doubt, Dibs, in terms of putting the ball in the basket, he's probably on the Warriors roster currently the second best Warrior in terms of just putting the ball in the basket.
Well,
behind only Steph Curry.
I put Jimmy up there too, but Jimmy, when he didn't have Steph, he really struggled, and I don't know if he was still hampered by the tailbone or if he was just being defended, but Jonathan Kuminga has athletic abilities that Jimmy Butler doesn't have and that Steph Curry doesn't have. And
No doubt. You
saw it last night where he was in full attack mode and he had to be. So it's tantalizing when you think about what JK can be, and he's showing flashes of it. The only thing that makes me pause is the reluctance that Steve Kerr has shown to actually play Jonathan Kuminga in big spots when Steph and Draymond and Jimmy are all healthy and available. And if that is how Steve Kerr feels, if you're going to have him on the roster and not play him 25 or 30 minutes every single game, then there's no sense in having him on the roster. Now, you can say that it's Kerr's fault and Kerr shouldn't be here then and this and that. Well, the reality is Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy are going to be here and Steve is going to be the coach. So if that is the construct, and if Steve doesn't believe that JK can consistently play with those other guys, then you're better off getting rid of him and getting something else in exchange.
Yeah, I think what you said that I'm really in agreement with is if the Warriors decide for whatever reason to extend him and keep him around, then you have to play him.
Right.
Like, if you want to keep him around, it's because you have confidence that he is going to help you win basketball games, but you can't repeat what happened this year, which is have him on the roster, and I'm talking specifically about since Jimmy Butler was acquired, because that's the only meaningful stretch of this season when it comes to predicting what next year might be like, and that's when Kuminga was not playing.
Right.
And part of it was because he was hurt, but even once he returned, wasn't playing a lot and wasn't having a ton of success, and then in the postseason, wasn't playing at all until Steph got hurt. So if you have no confidence that he can fit along with the current plan trajectory of your team, then why have him around?
Agreed.
Even if you think that he's got this great potential and this ability to be good like he was in these four games in the right circumstance, but if that isn't going to fit your circumstance, then why have him there at all?
Well, you would have him here in large part because of what he can do for an older team. And I'm with you. You have to play him if you're going to keep him. But the biggest reason to keep him is so you don't have to play Steph and Jimmy and Draymond 30 minutes, 35 minutes a night for 82 games. You can have, you know, nights where you don't play Jimmy or Steph or Draymond. You load manage them, and you're going to do that anyway. But
oh, yeah,
you at least would have Jonathan Kuminga at 23 next year, somebody who you know, can go out there and get you 20, 25, maybe even 30 on a night. But in general, you got to find a way to get him 25 minutes a game, even if he comes off the bench. I have no problem with that. And actually, it makes more sense to me to bring him in at the five-minute mark and then let him go out there and start to cook.
Yeah, feels easier for him to get into the role and the flow where he's most comfortable when he's coming off the bench and not sharing the floor as often with the other Warriors who are relied upon to score a ton. Because consistently at his best when he's being asked to score.
And it would be Kuminga in and Butler out for, you know, the last 4 minutes of the first quarter, and then Steph goes out, and then Kuminga can play the first 4 minutes of the second quarter with the reserves, and he can be the featured guy.
Yeah. We got more sound rolling in every minute here from the Warriors exit interviews, and we're going to hear the entire Steph Curry exit interview coming up in about 15 minutes. We got a break coming up in a couple, and then we will come back and let you hear that full thing. Jonathan Kuminga recently wrapped up his exit interview with the media down at Chase Center. He was asked about his relationship with Steve Kerr. Here's what Kuminga said.
How were exit interviews today, talking to Steve, talking to Mike?
They were great. You know, like I told all of them, you know, things you know, it's going to take us time to, you know, figure it out, what's really going to happen, things like that. You know, and I spoke to Steve about, you know, how he wanted me to, you know, just get better at rebounding more. And I feel like I was doing better before I got hurt. And I like where he was going with it. You know, he explained to me little things, you know, finding a resource from him, you know, about things like that, you know, I should hit him up, you know, and I don't have no problem doing that.
Like that relationship's in a fine spot right now?
I mean, since I've been here, you know, we had ups and downs, you know, but, you know, he helped me to get here. So, and we had a lot of great moments. So I think our relationship been very good.
He says the relationship is very good with Steve Kerr, but was willing to admit that there's been some ups and downs.
Of course, there's ups and downs, like with any player and any coach, but this one in particular where he starts to really play well, he gets hurt, he's out for almost 2 months, and he comes back, and now it's a new team, and, you know, you don't get the same amount of playing time, and next thing you know, you're getting DNPs, and you're not playing in a playoff series, and, you know, you're frustrated, and I'm sure that there were some tough conversations behind closed doors, but the one thing I will credit him for is that he didn't completely go into tank mode, and he never seemed to grumble. You never heard any public rumblings about, you know, Kuminga or pouting and this and that. He stayed ready, and it turned out they needed him, and then he went out there and played awesome.
Yeah, had a really, really good four games, and whether it's from the Warriors or somebody else, probably made himself a lot more money coming up courtesy of a contract extension from someone or just a new contract at all this offseason. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, more time for your calls. Plus, we will hear from Steph Curry, his entire exit interview at Chase Center earlier today. That and a whole lot more. The Warriors season is over, but there's reason to be confident. At least that's the way the Warriors feel. We'll let you hear from Steph and more coming up on the other side. It's Willard and Dibs. I'm Grandy, in for Willard today here on 95.7 The Game. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by a Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons. More Willard and Dibs next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.